Big shout out to Arsenal techie, AFC stuff, Rohan Jivan and Black for the scoops you're about to enjoy. Welcome to Up Gunners. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. Settle in and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Arsenal techie raised some excellent points on X, formerly known as Twitter, about why Mikel Merino might be a better fit for Arsenal than Martin Zubimendi. Merino has already had a taste of the Premier League with Newcastle and has been a standout performer at Real Sociedad. He knows what it takes to compete at the highest level, which is crucial for Arsenal as we aim to solidify our midfield. And then there's his goal-scoring threat. Last season, Merino made 37 appearances for Sociedad, netting 7 goals and providing 5 assists. For a team like ours, which can sometimes struggle to get goals from midfield, Merino's knack for finding the back of the net could be a game-changer. Zubimendi, on the other hand, is undoubtedly talented, especially on the defensive end, but when you weigh the benefits, Merino's experience and goal-scoring ability might just give us that extra edge we need. Now let's talk about the incredible inclusion of academy players in our pre-season tour to the USA. Big thanks to AFC Stuff for the update. Mikel Arteta has included 12 academy players in our 26-man squad. It's a massive jump from just one academy player in each of the last two tours. Now here are their names: Rojas, Nygaard, Setford, Rosiak, Rekic, Heaven, Nichols, Lewis Skelly, Goa, Waniri, S. Ulad Mohand, and Sagoe Jr. This is a fantastic opportunity for these young gunners to showcase their talent on a big stage. Training alongside seasoned professionals and playing in high-profile friendlies is invaluable. It's a clear message from Arteta that Arsenal is committed to nurturing young talent and giving them the platform to succeed. Let's discuss some unfortunate news about Takehiro Tomiyasu again. Shout out to AFC Stuff for this update. Mikel Arteta revealed that Tomiyasu had an incident in training this week, resulting in a knee injury. As a precaution, he's been kept in London and we're still waiting to find out the extent of the injury. This is just heartbreaking. Tomiyasu is one of those players who gives everything on the pitch and off it. To see him sidelined by yet another injury is tough. Arteta mentioned, "It is unbelievable because the kid works so hard." End of quote. Some fans are frustrated and starting to question his durability, but we need to support our players during these tough times. Training can be just as intense as matches, and these incidents can happen to anyone. The priority now is to get Tomiyasu the best possible care and support to help him recover fully. We've got a long season ahead, and having a fit and firing Tomiyasu would be a massive boost for our squad depth and defensive stability. Let's talk about incredible stats that highlight just how good William Saliba has been. Thanks to Ryan Givan for the context and WhoScored.com for the stats. Arsenal holds one of the highest defensive lines in Europe and often tasks our centre-backs with defending one-on-one in both central and wide areas. Despite this exposure, Saliba has been dribbled past fewer times than any other defender over the past two Premier League seasons, with 60-plus appearances just 10 times. It's an insane stat and testament to his defensive prowess. Part of this success comes from the shape and strategy of our defense. Saliba and Gabriel are excellent at cutting angles, delaying and pressuring the forwards to make the first mistake, buying time for others to regain shape. It's a coordinated effort that allows players like Declan Rice to assist and make crucial steals. This stat not only highlights Saliba's individual brilliance, but also the effectiveness of our defensive system under Arteta. It's something that should give us a lot of confidence heading into the new season. And last but not least, let's talk about the latest transfer news. Black has reported that Riccardo Calafiori is set to join Arsenal. The Italian defender has been seen heading to London for his medical and finalizing his transfer from Bologna. Calafiori is a promising talent, and his addition to our squad will bolster our defensive options. Alongside Timber looking sharp and the potential arrival of Mikel Merino, it looks like Edu and Arteta are making some strategic moves to strengthen the team. So Gunners, what do you think? Is Mikel Merino the midfield maestro we've been missing? How crucial do you think Tomiyasu is to our season? How important is Saliba to our defensive setup? Are you excited about Calafiori joining the ranks? Tweet your thoughts using hashtag UpGunnersPodcast and let's keep this conversation going. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!